Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of talk about the Grand Island tolls about to be taken down. We wanted to take you back and remind you what it took to remove the other tolls, Black Rock and Ogden specifically. Mike Powers, attorney with Phillips Lytle LLP, led that charge and joins us here on the live line. And Mike, kind of give us a background for what was in play with the removal of those two places, Black Rock and Ogden, as far as the toll barriers.
Good morning. Well, that was 10 years ago, as a matter of fact, the end of October. There are a lot of stories behind the scenes with that, but essentially where it started was Carl Palladino came to me, asked if I thought there was any chance of taking those tolls down, because Kevin Helfer wanted to use that as a part of his campaign and his run for mayor. I told Carl I had no idea what the chances of that were, but I'd look into it, and sure enough, I stumbled across a statute that actually gave us a foothold to make that claim.
Now, how long did this process take from that initial idea to the final completion?
Well, I took a little walk down memory lane through Google last night, and it was in August that Carl came to me. I did research on and off for about 4 or 5 months after that, found the statute, and then I had to trace the money, which is no easy task, because the statute said that once the bonds were paid off on the Niagara section, that the toll booths had to come down. Of course, the state said they were never paid off, so that was the majority of the work that we had to do. But once we were able to trace that money, we brought the suit in March of 2006, and we actually won the court case in August of 2006, and the toll booths came down on October 30th, 2007.
And I know you're not specifically involved in the Grand Island removal, but do you feel that there was probably a similar statute in place and that might be something that would be helpful in eliminating eventually the tolls altogether there?
Well, that's really the question, Brian. I have been consulted a couple of times about the Grand Island tolls, but for lack of time or lack of will, until Supervisor McMurray came in, that was never pursued. There is no similar statute for the Grand Island tolls, but that doesn't mean that there's some other hook that some diligent research might uncover. I think Mr. McMurray did an absolutely outstanding job by pursuing this, even though everyone was telling him, just as everyone had told me 10 years ago, that it can't be done.
Well, looking back at what you just said about removing the Black Rock tolls, it seems like a long time, but really that period of time from the idea to it being done, not long when you think about how long they've been talking about the Grand Island tolls. Are you surprised that this step was taken, the move to cashless tolls instead of the complete removal? Because it would seem that this now means that actually removing the tolls really unlikely for at least another long period of time.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. But I think what they did in Grand Island is the best they could. You know how it is. If you try to cut off a pipeline of money to Albany, you better expect a fight, and I sure got one, because they were getting $11 million a year out of the Ogden and Black Rock tolls. So cutting that off was no easy task. I think the Grand Island folks realized that that was going to be a long and arduous fight, so at least if they could get the impediment removed, if not the cost to their residents, that was half a loaf is better than none.
All right, so we've been looking at Grand Island over the last few days, but now attention also turning to Williamsville, and people have said, well, maybe it's a toll-free zone, something like that, between Depew and Williamsville. Anything to eliminate that toll, or maybe just eliminate the 15-cent toll at that exit. Do you think that is something that can be maybe more easily done than removing the toll at Grand Island?
Funny you should ask, because I was consulted on that as well a number of years ago. you know what it is. Success has many fathers, and failure is an orphan. So once the Niagara section tolls came down, everyone was coming out of the woodwork. I did look into that very briefly, but then those folks abandoned the idea. But there is an argument there that the disparate treatment that's being given to people who have to use those tolls might be subject to challenge under some New York statutes. We didn't get deeply into it, but clearly those tolls are a burden and an impediment to the people in a very select area of the Western New York community.
All right, that is Mike Powers, attorney at Phillips Lytle, led the charge to get rid of the Ogden and Black Rock tolls about 10 years ago.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.